Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study, and we are now in part two of the book of Revelation, and this will be the first lesson in our study here in the book of Revelation. So I want to begin, as we always do, in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do praise you and thank you for this opportunity that you give us to come together and study your word. And I pray now that you will give us the knowledge and wisdom through your Holy Spirit. May he teach us your truths that are in your word, Father. Lead, guide, and direct us that you will be glorified. I ask it all in the name of Jesus. So we want to look at the book of Revelation as we have studied the first part of Revelation. And we want to see what the book of Revelation is about. And we know in our first part that it's about the revelation of Jesus. And it's the only book, Revelation is the only book in the Bible that begins and ends with the promise of a blessing to those who read, hear, and heed the words of its prophecy. It's a prophecy which must take place. In other words, it's about the future. And he tells us in Revelation 1, verse 3, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near." And then in Revelation 22, verse 7, again, he tells us we will be blessed. "And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book." So, to begin our study, we will do what we always call as an overview, and it will be an overview of Revelation chapter 4 through 11, which is the third segment. Now, we know that Revelation 1 tells us that God gave to Jesus his son, and Jesus gave it to his angel, and the angel gave it to John, the disciple, and John was told to write to the churches, to the bondservants, the believers, these seven churches. And of course, that's what we studied in part one, was the letters that were given. It was part one, which was the things which are that you have seen, that John saw Jesus in the midst of the seven churches. And Jesus told him, John, to write. And he told him what to write. And then in chapters 2 and 3, he was told to write the things which are. And the seven churches of Asia were in existence when John wrote these letters. Now that is the second division of the book of Revelation. And then the third division is chapter 4 through chapter 22. And that is the things which will take place after these things. Those that will take place after this. It's the future things. Now, this includes us too. It's talking about these seven churches, and it's speaking to us in God's Word as we study. Now we're going to take each chapter through chapter 11 today, and kind of do an overview that will help bring our minds back, that we'll be able to go forward then in our study here in these next verses or next chapters. Our study is chapters 4 through 12, but today we'll be reviewing chapter 1 through 11. So I will kind of go over this quickly because we've studied these chapters, the first in Revelation 1. We saw what John saw in chapter 1. It was Jesus, and he was in the midst of the seven churches. And then, as we studied chapters 2 and 3, we learned that John was told to write letters to these churches. They were letters from Jesus, and it was a message to the church that included the exhortation, and it said to hear what the Spirit says, and that meant that all believers were to pay attention to the contents of the book of Revelation. Now, as we get into chapter 4, this is part of our study in part 2. We're going to see how it begins. First of all, John saw a door open in heaven, and then a voice spoke. Now, this was John, his vision that was given to him through Jesus' angel. And that voice was like a trumpet, and it referred back to Revelation 1, verses 10 through 12. And he said, "I will show you what must take place after these things." So, as you look and study into the book, you see that John, being carried in his vision up into heaven, he was in the Spirit. And he saw a throne in heaven, and he saw the one that was sitting on it. And it was all about worship, and it was taking place in heaven. And there were 24 elders and 4 living creatures that were worshiping before the throne of the Lord God Almighty, the Holy One, the Creator in heaven. And so John begins this third segment with a description of Almighty God being worshiped before his throne in heaven. And then we go to chapter 5, and in this chapter we learn that God was holding a book or a scroll that had 7 seals on the book. And an angel asked who was worthy to open these seals or to break these seals. And everyone looked around, there was no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth that was worthy to open these seals until they saw the Lion of Judah, and the Root of David, and the Lamb as if slain. So the Lamb that was seen here is Jesus himself. It says the Lamb takes the book, and those before the throne sing that he is worthy. And then the elders that are around the throne on 12 thrones worshiped him. So Revelation both 4 and 5 is about worship. And it's first about God the Almighty and then about the Lamb. And we know that the Lamb is Jesus. So these chapters 4 and 5 are the foundation for chapter 6. Because we see in chapter 6 that the Lamb begins to break or to open the seals that is on the book or the scroll. So what then do we see happens? There were 7 seals, and the first seal, John saw the first living creature, and he said, "Come." And he saw a rider on a white horse, and he had a bow, and he was given a crown, and he goes conquering and to conquer. Now, we'll go into depth as we get into this. Remember, this is just an overview. This is just getting a big picture of what we're studying in this second part of Revelation. Now, when the second seal was opened, the second living creature said, "Come." And a rider on a red horse came forth, and he takes peace from the earth, and men slay each other. And he's given a great sword. And then as the third seal is opened, the third living creature says, "Come." And a rider on a black horse, and he has a pair of scales, and a voice command to measure the wheat, the barley, and don't harm oil and wine. And then as the fourth living creature opens the fourth seal, or the Lamb opens it, the fourth living creature says, "Come." And then a horse that is ashen and pale, death is riding on this horse, and Hades is following. The two are given authority, death and Hades, to kill 1/4 of the earth with sword, famine, pestilence, and wild beast. And then we look at the fifth seal that is opened by the Lamb. John saw under the altar souls who had been slain because of their belief in God's word. And they asked the question, how long before their blood is avenged on those on earth? And they're given white robes and told to rest a little longer. And then more of them will be killed until their number is complete. Now we look at the sixth seal. A great earthquake, the sun becoming black, the moon became like blood, stars fell, the sky split apart or vanished, and every island and mountain moved out or was removed from their places. So men hide and ask the mountains to fall on them and hide them from the great day of the wrath of God and the Lamb. Now, looking at Revelation 7. In Revelation 7, that was the sixth seal, but the seventh seal is not opened until the eighth chapter of Revelation. But let's see what the seventh chapter says in an overview, how it begins and what time phrases we see and what it might refer to in this chapter. First of all, after this, John saw after this. So the next thing that John saw after he saw the Lamb break 6 of the 7 seals was 4 angels, and they were holding back 4 winds. And then a 5th angel with God's seal told the others not to harm until his bondservants were sealed on their foreheads. So the number that was sealed was 144,000. And that was 12,000 each from 12 tribes of the son of Israel. We'll study all about these 144,000 as we get into the book of Revelation chapter 7. So, next John saw a great multitude from every nation, and the multitude from the nations was before the throne in heaven. Remember, this vision that John is seeing is taking place in heaven. But the 144,000 of Israel were on the earth. Now, these were the 12 tribes. There was 12,000 from each tribe, and they were Jews. And they were on the earth. Now let's look at chapter 8 for an overview. Here the seventh seal was broken or opened, and there was silence in heaven for about a half an hour, and seven trumpets were given to seven angels. So we've seen the seven seals that were opened. Now, in this eighth chapter, we're going to see seven trumpets that are given to the seven angels. So, incense is given to an angel to add to the prayers of the saints to offer on the golden altar before the throne. In chapters 5 and 24, in chapter 5, 24 elders and living creatures have bowls of incense, which are the saints' prayers. And the incense and prayers go up before God. Then fire is thrown from the altar to the earth, causing thunder, sounds, rumblings, lightning, and an earthquake. And then after the angels are given the trumpets, let's see what happens. Remember, there's seven angels and there's seven trumpets. The first trumpet, hail, when the first trumpet was sounded, hail, fire, blood was thrown to earth. And a third, earth and trees were burned and all green grass. Now, when the second trumpet was sounded, burning mountain thrown into the sea. A third of the sea becomes blood, a third of the sea creatures die, and a third of the ships are destroyed. Now next, the third trumpet is blown, and a great star falls from heaven, and one third of the rivers and waters on earth, that's where they are thrown, to these rivers and waters. And men die from the bitter waters. And then the fourth trumpet sounds, and a third of the sun, moon, and stars are darkened. So what then is the last thing in this chapter that John sees and hears? There's a flying eagle that says, woe, woe, woe. Three woes, those who dwell on the earth because of the last three trumpets. And then we go to Revelation 9, and there is the fifth trumpet that is blown, and locusts on earth for 5 months hurt men without God's seal. The first woe is past. So then we go to the sixth trumpet, and the angels at the Euphrates River were released and prepared for the hour, day, month, and year to kill a third of mankind if they did not repent. Now, let's look. That is the sixth trumpet. So let's look at Revelation 10 and see how it differs from chapters 8 and chapter 9. It doesn't continue with the trumpets. It describes John's vision of a strong angel who has a little book or scroll in his hand. And John hears seven peals of thunder speak something he's told not to write. And then the angel tells about the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet. The mystery of God is finished or fulfilled at this time. And then John is told to eat the little book or the scroll. And then he is told that he must prophesy more about peoples, nations, and tongues, languages, and kings. And then we go to chapter 11, and we learn what this is about. This is a continuation of chapter 10. John's given a measuring rod to measure the temple, the altar, and those who worship there. The court of the temple is given to the nations. And then he is to prophesy the nations will tread the court of the temple and the holy city for 42 months, which is 3.5 years. And then there are two witnesses in this chapter that will prophesy for 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years. And so when they finish their prophecy, the beast that we will study about will kill them in the city where their Lord was crucified, and that is in Jerusalem. Peoples, tongues, and nations will look on their dead bodies for 3.5 days. And then they will be raised from the dead and called to heaven. And then a great earthquake occurs, and 1/10 of the city falls, and 7,000 people are killed. And then the second woe, remember, there's only one woe that has come yet, and there's three woes. So here the second woe is past. This was the second woe. And the third woe is coming quickly. And then the seventh angel sounds the trumpet. So, what are verses 15 through 19 of chapter 11 about? They're about the seventh trumpet. And the world kingdom becomes the Lord's and His Christ, and He will reign forever. And that will be Jesus. And the elders worship because God has begun to reign. And the nations are enraged, and God's wrath comes, and time to judge the dead and reward his servants, and time to destroy those who destroy the earth. And the temple in heaven opens, and the Ark of the Covenant appears. Lightning sounds, rumblings, thunder, earthquake, hailstorm. So here we begin to see what is in God's plan for the future. Whenever the Lamb, Jesus, breaks these seals and the angels sound the trumpets. So God is the one that holds the future and everything in it. And we know that as we study that the rapture will come before all of this begins. And we will begin to study more about the rapture as we get into chapter 4. But as for now, this is just to give us an overview of what we will be studying in part 2 of Revelation. So be much in prayer for yourselves, that God will teach you, for others that are studying. Be in prayer for me, that I will be obedient to God's will, that I will listen to His Holy Spirit, and that He will teach me so that I will be able to deliver His word to you, to all those that are listening and studying together with us. It's such a pleasure, an honor, and a blessing to have those all around that can listen online at rolandsprings.com at our study in the book of Revelation. So I just want to end our study today in prayer, as we always begin and end our study, because we cannot learn without the Holy Spirit teaching us. I cannot learn. So we all need Him to teach us God's Word. And I pray as we study this second part, and if there's anyone listening that has never believed upon the name of Jesus, that their eyes will be opened and they will have understanding of God's truth, of His Word, that they will believe that Jesus died on the cross for their sins and God raised Him the third day, and that He is seated in heaven, and that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through Jesus. May they have the understanding and the wisdom that they will believe and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So let us pray and close today's lesson. Father, thank you again for your written word. Thank you, Father, that you're the one that penned it down. You gave it to those that have written it out, and it was only through you and through your Holy Spirit they were able to write it down. And we praise you, Father, and we ask you to teach us, that we will learn more of you, and that we will understand your truths, and we will go out and share your word with all those that we come in contact with, especially those that have not believed upon the name of Jesus. We praise you, Father, and we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.